Good morning. It's time for this week's edition of the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialist. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. And your mission, Executive Director of the Chamber, should you choose to accept,
I accept,
is to inform us on the goings-on in the Wood River Valley.
I love it. That's awesome.
Do you accept?
I accept.
I said, do you accept?
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
4, 3, and so on. Anyway, Jeff Bacon joining me in the studio. We get together every week. We talk about business. We talk about events, what's going on in the Wood River Valley. And I guess there's some big event coming up in about a month.
In about a month, yeah. It, in case you haven't heard, the eclipse is coming.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Chicken Little sometimes.
Yeah. The eclipse is coming.
Oh. There is so much to prepare for. There are so many people that are going to be coming to our valley. Last week, the Chamber and the Haley Public Library held our first Chips and Eclipse event. Gave everyone a chance to get some info about this this very unique event. A few of the highlights from the meeting. Obviously, August 21st is the date. 11:28 is the beginning of totality. Ketchum is going to have 113 seconds of totality. Stanley, which is right on the band there, or the line of totality, will have 2 minutes and 13 seconds of totality. And it's a 70-mile-wide shadow band that's going to just go right across the United States. And Stanley's right basically in the middle of that band. So that's why they get the 2 minutes and 13 seconds. 14 states total will see totality. 15 if you count a little 80-square-mile unpopulated corner of southwest Montana there.
Hmm.
And they're saying that more than two-thirds of the U.S. population live within 500 miles of the eclipse, which could make it the most watched eclipse in history. And that includes the 2009 eclipse that was over China and India.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
So you got a lot of people that are converging to certain areas.
Yes.
And that could be an interesting challenge for people maybe not as into the eclipse.
Exactly. Yeah. The NASA has done studies based on population centers and how close the eclipse is to those.
Mm-hmm.
And the highways that are available. So you take a town like Weezer, which is right on Highway 84 right out of Boise, they're going to get hammered.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit more to get up to the Wood River Valley. They're thinking about 30,000 people in our valley in addition to the regular folks that are here.
Mm-hmm.
And probably 50,000 in Stanley to see this eclipse.
My God. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and they're talking about, obviously, quite possibly the largest traffic jam in American history as a result of that, too.
Yeah.
Locally, we have the Ketchum Sun Valley there. They're right in the path of totality, and they're having a viewing party at Sun Valley Festival Meadows. It's called the Great American Eclipse Party, and that's going to run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the website there is KetchumSunValleyEclipse2017.org if you want information on that. One of the great places to be will be on top of something. If you are standing on top of a hill and you could see the horizon, you will get a 360-degree sunset mm-hmm. during the eclipse. The resort has sold 1,200 tickets for people to get up on top of Bald Mountain, and it is sold out.
Oh.
But if you are interested, you can hike up and hike down for free. They won't let mountain bikes on the hill, but you can camp up on top. So if you want to go up the night before and camp up on top, that's certainly available to you. Some things to think about. That many people in town, everything's going to take longer. There might be some gas shortages. There's going to be a lot less selection at the markets. Cell phones might not work the way they normally do. That 15-minute drive from Haley to Ketchum or the other way might take an hour,
Ooh.
2 hours. So stock up early, stock up now. Things to think about if you're a business owner and you use Square for your credit card transactions, that uses internet, and internet might not be working as well as it does. So make sure you have cash and can accept more cash for that time. It's these kind of things that you need to be thinking about. We have a resource page on the Chamber's website at valleychamber.org. So if you want more information, definitely go there and click on the big Eclipse Resources button.
This is such a huge event, a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Once in a lifetime, absolutely. Next time here, I think they said 345 years before it's due back to...
And I'll be nothing but ashes.
A memory. Another thing happening this week, curious about the prospects for new mountain bike and other recreational trails on BLM land in the valley. If you are, you might want to show up tomorrow 4:30 to 7:30 at the community campus. The BLM is holding an open house, and it is looking at its planning for road and trail use in the Wood River Valley, as looking for comments on future trail development. So if you are interested in that, we'll definitely love to see you at the community campus tomorrow at 4:30. And the Sun Valley Center for the Arts Summer Concert Series, bringing back a favorite, Pink Martini, is going to be performing at River Run on August 1st. The very fun band out of Portland. They've got great energy, fun music, and tickets are still available. Go to sunvalleycenter.org for more.
Wow, a lot.
Lots happening.
And every week, I have a feeling we're going to be sending out reminders about the eclipse.
We got to.
How do we deal with it?
Get ready.
I love the resources on your page, though. Good job on that.
Thanks, sir.
All right. That's this week's edition of the Chamber Corner with Jeff Bacon here, Catch 95.